We are back with one of our favorite guests, Sir Francis Drake from the Renaissance Pleasure Fair, bringing assorted items with him. But it's always a pleasure to see you, friend. You age beautifully.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's only 400 years.
Well, you don't look a day of it. And we love the Renaissance Pleasure Fair, playing through May 21st at its new location in near Irwindale.
At the Santa Fe Dam Recreation Area.
Yes. A recreation of Elizabethan times, and you so embody the era.
Well, I am one of 2,000 performers put in the proper clothing of the day to lure you into a celebration of spring in the time of Queen Elizabeth.
Well, you get sucked right into the spirit of the fair, the food, the fun,
aye,
the maidens,
aye,
the music.
And, of course, the stages. There are some 10 stages filled with merry play. We've been just speaking of plays, but ours are pageants in which you play a role penned by Master Shakespeare himself.
Himself, yes, yes. And the ladies look very good.
Aye, the lovely wenches. And, of course, you didn't mention the food. And I saw you at your leisure last year, down near the food, I must say. What were you feasting on that day?
I think we had that turkey leg that was quite good. And the corns were, of course, beyond compare.
Toad in a hole, Cornish pasties, 100 foods you can put to tooth, and, of course, raise a good toast.
Absolutely. And, of course, the wet women, the wenches, were wonderful.
Aye, the washing women who will give you the gossip of the day, cleanse you in some way, and send you on with a smile.
They were the hit, and I understand they are back.
They are back. Aye, we are welcoming drummers from far-off Japan's, the taiko drummers, Aztec dancers of the pre-Columbian period, in all of their finery, of course, belly dancing from the very heart of the Middle East, and, of course, an entire stage dedicated to children's play.
And then, of course, one of the highlights of the fair, Sir Francis, the joust.
The joust. Oh, I would not put this on your head this day. You're so well-dressed, but would you wield the sword for a moment and imagine that a man in 100 pounds of armor is riding upon you to unhorse you that day and do honest battle with you, eh?
It's a splendid, splendid show, and with a steel weapon like this, one's well defended.
Those are made at the fair. You may see the arts demonstrated there. Pottery, the blowing of glass, blacksmiths, fashioning such weapons as well. All about you, artisans at their work.
And I see you have some other weapons. Is that a dagger?
Oh, this is a dagger and a new invention of the French, the fork.
So you can kill your prey and then eat it.
Oh, indeed, but properly, as the French have taught us. And, of course, the feast is all through the day. Even the queen comes our way.
That's right. And there is the royal court, of which you, of course, are a part.
Indeed. We are bringing some small news of the New World. 26 tons of silver, 80 pounds of gold brought home in our ship's hold.
Well, and the jesters are always running
through.
That is
the mistress of misrule and her merry court of misrule. 'Tis springtime. And foolishness should rule.
Now, Elizabethan times were rather severe, and yet did they just break out into a fair every once in a while?
Oh, they did indeed, and especially when spring came. Once the snow had disappeared, and we are waiting for that this year, once the snow disappears, then they set upon a springtime celebration with the finest of ale, the most excellent of foods, special crafts that had been fashioned throughout the year, and especially celebration that spring had come their way.
And I know many of the troops are not only there for the fair, but continue to meet throughout the year, reenacting their particular historical roles.
Oh, indeed, indeed, we do. And, of course, the joy is the audience themselves. They come in costume. Many of them come to every day of the fair, and they become part of the cast.
They do.
There.
You can become part, and you can get dressed before you go, or you can rent or buy outfits there.
Indeed.
Again, the ladies are just blooming out.
Aye, and of course, we are ruled by a queen, as I did say. But you may choose your part to play at the fair and put your hand to the sport. Did you toss the axes, the swords, or the javelins that day?
I missed that one, Sir Francis.
Perhaps the wit of the court, the wit of the court of misrule, and there are many a game to play,
there
so you
is
can
indeed
put yourself to the day.
Now, finally, I notice you've brought a gun with you, and the thought occurs to me, if one person has a sword and the other person has a gun, the one with the gun should win.
Well, you are a man of principle and ethics. Which would you think had the day twixt the sword and the pistol, eh?
Well, I would go for the pistol. And from a safer distance, you can get the job done.
This is a reproduction of a wheel-lock pistol, 50 grains of black powder, 44 caliber, unrifled barrel. So at 20 yards, you're not a very good shot.
I see. I see. Well, whatever you choose your weapon, and the one thing you know is that you will have a great time at the fair.
Oh, come early with good appetites. 8 hours of play, 10 stages to lure you away, and we're right there at Lakeside with the great trees to shade you.
Again, 7 weekends, April 8th through May 21st, at the Santa Fe Recreational Dam area in Irwindale. New location from years ago. You may remember many years ago it was in Agora. Mm-hmm. Then it migrated to San Bernardino. But now it's even closer to L.A. And you'll actually see Sir Francis there. And if any of our viewers should see Sir Francis, they can come up and give you a hi-bye.
Oh, by all means, any friend of Art Levine shall be brought to the court, I say.
Well, Sir Francis, again, thank you for coming down and joining us and traveling through time as you do each year to do Straight Talk. And we look forward to seeing you at the fair and, of course, next year again on Straight Talk.
Eat, drink, and be merry, sir.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for joining us for this wonderful show.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press-Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.